So as far as were you ever worried about getting work or?
No. There was always work.
Right. Now, what about unions at the time? Were there unions or?
No, they came in and they left. I was a kid, but Penny went union. But I wasn't working. When I went to work at Penny, it was union. But you work for the little outfits, there's no union.
How did they compete wage-wise today?
More. Although, always pay more in the union.
Why do you think?
Well, it wasn't the benefits or something, so they paid more and didn't want the trouble.
I guess so, yeah. There was no benefits if you worked for the small business.
Just shut that off a minute.
No.
And no.
Okay, we're talking about surveying.
No more bootlegging, eh? We won't talk about bootlegging then.
Well, you can if you want, but,
But, yeah,
I don't mind.
And we used to work there.
This was out at
just down at Slim Creek there?
Where this was for building the road?
Yeah, for surveying.
Right, right.
And then we walked into Dome Creek at 90, 7 miles. And then at 48, on the Fraser Sub, we drove cattle all day, or I did.
Right.
I used to walk home, that's 56, 8 miles, have a bath, and get the mail, and get clean clothes, and
right.
Catch the train back and go to work. You know, we walk lots. That was quite a mode.
Okay.
I never had a horse, but some people rode horses, but
I
walked.
Right. Some people rode horses for transportation.
Oh yeah, hales and yeah, but river boats and walking was mine. But
So when the mills were up in the area, when there was the four mills, what did they have housing for the people or what was
housing
it?
And bunk houses,
right?
And housing. Yeah.
And did the company own the housing or
most places?
They
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
What was it like for a living? You know, or
good,
yeah.
Well, biffy, but they were well-built houses,
right.
And warm.
Yeah.
I don't think many. No, we lived in them in Penny. We owned our own place, but we did. Dad always had his own place, but
right.
They were. They're not like this.
No.
But boy, nobody died. I don't think from poor housing.
Well, housing's changed a lot too everywhere. So
yeah. It was.
Was there quite a few, company houses, or?
Penny was full of them, out of 80 or 90.
Company?
I think. 60.
Wow.
I don't know, quite a few, they numbered them anyway.
And
Dome Creek never was, lots of people all had their own places except Red Rock there. They built some, and up at Nance's they built 4 or 5, they had company houses.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of bunk houses as well, too?
Yeah. For the single guys. But, I don't know, them were pretty good days.
So were most people, were renting the houses there, or could you buy the home, or?
Oh no, you just lived in them. I don't think they even charged. Penny did, but usually they give the family, just, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said there was a cookhouse?
Oh yeah, always a cookhouse, always single guys.
Then they just have to buy their meals, or?
No, that was usually supplied or a dollar a day or whatever.
Right.
To eat. Yeah.
Well, what are some of the best aspects that you've had about living out here? Both of you.
Go ahead, Diane.
I don't know. I would say the best thing about here is all the mountains, because where we live, we have mountains 3/4 of the way around our place.
Right.
And, I personally don't like summer because I don't like mosquitoes, but I like the winter. I really enjoy the winter because of the mountains are so beautiful when it's 30 below, when it's clear out here. And I just wish that where we live was only half as far to town as it is, because I seem to be on the highway a lot, and it's an hour and a half to town.
Right,
and I go in for golfing on Wednesdays. But
you're talking Prince George Town.
Prince George, yes. And our kids, we've got 2 kids that live in town, and so we go in and visit them and do our business.
Right.
But it's so nice to get back here. We
oh yeah.
We went to Europe for what was it, 2 weeks? Week? Yeah, 2 weeks, I guess. And Italy. We went to Italy to look at, talk to people about our rock. And in London, the whole time I was in London, all I could think about was the mountains and how nice and the fresh air was and no people, because in London there's people everywhere and there's pollution and there's noise, and I just could hardly wait to get back here. But I really like it here, on our little place up here, you know, on the hill. And now we're going to be building farther up on the hill, and so we see more mountains.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be a nice view up there.
But, what? No, I like it here.
You're from Seattle originally?
That's right. I was born and raised in Seattle, and we met the day the World's Fair opened in 62, April 21st, 62.
In?
In Seattle.
Right.
And corresponded and so forth for till 64 when we got married.
You, of course, just through the mail.
Well, we met in April 62, and then in June of 63, Jim started a six-month course of welding in Vancouver. He went to school, and then he was in Seattle every second weekend to visit me. And so the first time I saw Dome Creek was about February 16th, 1964, and I had heard about it for 2 years from Jim. And we get off the train, and all I could see was snowbanks.
Right.
I couldn't see houses. I couldn't see anything. And I was 21, and he picks up the suitcases and says, well, let's go. And down the road we went to his folks' place. And, and that was my first experience with Dome Creek. And we went up the river on the little husky sled on the ice to the logging camp, and that was my first experience seeing the bunkhouse I saw, and the cookhouse, and ate with the crew, and it was quite an experience from Seattle.
I can imagine. What'd you think?
Well, I don't know. I just knew I liked the winters, because I really like snow, and in Seattle I used to pray for snow, and it never snowed, And my mom, she thought it was a good idea that I would come up here in the winter. Maybe I'd be discouraged, you see.
Right.
And then when she came up for my birthday in 65, she could see why I liked it so much, because our snow up here is drier and crystally and sparkly, and Seattle's is mush and wet, you know. But, I've enjoyed living up here, the kids had a good growing up out here. My daughter is expecting her first child, and she wants to be out of Prince George on at least a couple acres so that her kids can go in the bush, you know, build little tents and camps and maybe have a horse, and because she was free. They were all pretty free out here, just could go, we didn't bother too much about bears, or, you know, the kids, we always had dogs, and bears didn't stick around, and I shot a bear right from the doorstep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the kids.
And,
what was after the kids?
No.
Well, it was in the garbage barrels, and it didn't leave. The dog couldn't scare it away, so I decided I better get rid of it, so I shot it.
A grizzly or a black
bear? No, a black bear.
Right.
And, he wasn't home, and his father came up that night, and when I told him I wanted him to skid this bear away down the field, he didn't believe I'd shot one.
Right.
So I went and showed him, and he measured the feet and hooked a rope onto it and dragged it down to the field and left it down there, of course. And Jim came home the next day, and I don't think he really believed I'd shot one either till he went and looked at it. Other than that, we had a few cows, and we've had some horses at one time with some rabbits and a couple dogs, and so the kids had their growing up. I think that was a good place out here for them.
I think so too. I agree. Yeah. I guess on another note then, it doesn't sound like, I almost don't want to ask the question, but was there any bad things about living out here? It doesn't sound like it, but
Well, no, not really. The only kind of inconvenience was when we had a light plant, it usually quit running when it was minus 40.
Oh, really?
And then they don't start again until it warms up again. Like, you have to wait for the weather temperature to go up for them to be able to turn over. So
yeah.
a couple days we'd be out of power. So we had a propane stove at the time, so we could cook our meals, and we had the heat. So we were warm and everything, but we had coal oil lamps at night, and we'd sit around the table playing cards or something. You couldn't go off in the dark without a flashlight.
Right.
But
and heat from a wood stove or from the propane?
The heat, yeah, the wood stove's just in the basement. We still heat with the wood stove down there. And we have our backup is a propane fireplace in our bedroom.
Right.
But our house that we're going to build, we're going to use ground heat, the geo heat, and for backup, we're going to have two propane fireplaces.
You're going to use the ground heat, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to drill.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is, I haven't heard much about this. I'm kind of interested.
There's a fellow at Crescent Spur that put it in his house several years ago. And
oh, there is?
Yeah, and it comes into an exchanger in the basement, and then it blows the heat through the ducts.
Right.
And we went down and talked to him.
We'll go to Polar.
Expensive?
Well, he cost him $20,000 to put it in, but we have our own equipment. Like, we've got a hoe that can dig the dig, so that will be not the expense. The expense will be the exchanger and the pipes.
How far do you go down?
Well,
I don't
you
know.
Go read it. It's you can either go, or you can go about 6 feet below, 6-8 feet, and have a big field like a drainage field.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
And you bump water through it and heat exchanges. See, it's 50 or whatever it is in the ground, and then that's, you use that to start with instead of minus.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also want to put tubing in the cement floor in the basement so that as long as that's warm, the house will be warm anyway.
It works really well. My brother has it in his shop. Yeah.
So we definitely want to put that in the basement floor.
I don't think...
What were the pleasant aspects for yourself living out here?
Oh, peace and quiet. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good enough for me. And I like the garden and I like the work, and so that's, yeah.
And
no neighbors. I mean, no...
no close neighbors.
Nobody peeking in there. You know where we live, eh?
Yeah, oh yeah. No one around.
And I built in the middle of this quarter for that reason.
Right.
And I can do what I want, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the house does come up for sale, when you might have a buyer, you never know. Now, was there negative aspects of living in the area, or for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I can't think of any. Only sometimes it's a long drive to Prince George, like that's the only
longer drive home.
But when you had all the services out here before the highway came in,
before that didn't bother me. I don't like light plants, but you know, they're expensive and they're noisy and they're a whole bunch of things.
The light plants are generators. Yeah,
the generators.
They're fairly noisy.
They're noisy. But with power and the road, heck, we got her made.
Right, yeah.
But, so what? That's pretty small, I guess. But we grew up with no light plant, no lights, you know, so what the heck.
Yeah.
So that was fine.
Was that, when in the community, was there, years ago, I guess, in Dome Creek, and was there a difference between rich and poor people and things like that, or...?
Not very much. We were all pretty well the same, all just working people.
Right.
And so there wasn't too much of a class
and
distinction.
What about things like different ethnicity or different race, like European First Nations people or Asian people?
We didn't have any here. Yeah. When the Germans came into Penny after that war, the Germans, you know.
After
it was a little after the Second World War. I remember that. There was them SS boys. The Scotties and the Canadian boys didn't like them guys.
Really? So they had SS guys move into the Penny area?
Oh, well, there's lots of Germans, eh?
Right.
One guy had an SS. Jeez, they were pretty tough birds, I think. Yeah. But I didn't... We had lots of immigrants here. Portuguese, Italians, everything.
Right. How did everyone get along?
And they all got along.
Right.
Well, if you're a worker, right?
Yeah.
What do you like best? A worker.
Right.
Right.
And yeah.
They were just about all, there was no welfare them days anyway, and everybody worked. So if you were a good worker and didn't steal, what the heck? You were
right.
A good guy, right?
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's all you need,
yeah. Yeah.
And there was, neighbors always squabble a little bit, some of them do. But it wasn't, I didn't. No, it was good. I didn't.
So everyone went to the community dances and
who wanted? Oh yeah, just and oh, lots of fights. I hate to see what was toughest.
Right.
Ask them.
Really?
But I wasn't big enough to fight, so I never fought. Yeah. So.
More the lover type.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I never. But oh yeah, we used to have some good fights. Holy cow! Yeah.
Did the sawmills itself, did they play any part in the community get-togethers? Like, did the owners of it, no?
Not much here. No more than normal, unless you, but not. It wasn't corporate like it is now, eh?
Right.
It was little outfits, so they went as a family owned it. They went and helped just like you did. There
right.
was not much class distinction, eh?
That's good.
Yeah, that's nice. It was... What do you think? No, there wasn't, was there? No, it was pretty good.
As far as, now, I guess this is more towards you, or you, if you remember either or, but was there many women working outside the home at the time? Ever?
No.
Never throughout the years? Or?
No.
No, the women were home raising their families and doing the gardening and keeping house.
Right.
Yeah, there was no opportunity out here. At that time, women didn't go into the sawmills like they do now. So it was all, they were just, you know, at home.
Sounds like you had enough to do at home, though.
No? Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's what I think, too, you know. The women shouldn't be working.
I think so, too. I think the children are losing out. No, I think that's right. The children are losing out because the parents are trying too hard to keep
wait
up with the Joneses.
Wait till a woman gets this. No, but you get that double wage coming in, on, and the kids.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with women working if it's a single woman or if there's just two of you. But when the kids come, the woman should be at home. That's my theory, okay?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
I go tell my sister, she's a nurse. I told her that she's a good nurse, and she got that Lynn. Holy Jesus, she
didn't
think that was very funny at all.
But she was able to work nights because Arnie was home with the little one, and then she was home in the day with her.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing.
The women didn't work, all the men could work. There'd be no unemployment.
Jeez.
Well, I think there'd be less kids in trouble if their mom was home.
Right.
I really do.
Well.
There you go. But you tell women that. Holy Christ.
I sometimes wonder, I don't know what to say. I sometimes think both parents have to work now to be able to keep up, right? This whole idea of living. But then I think there is something wrong with...
They don't need four skidoos and they don't need three vehicles.
No, you're right. This is it. And that's I think that's the problem is that...
Yeah.
But society seems to dictate that... I think people get tricked by it and they think they have to have all those things to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
But I think now, like you said, I think there is a problem. I'm glad my mom stayed at home, and I know my wife's mom stayed at home too, and I'm glad. Well, she left. My mom went to work when I was 8, but the first 8 years, when I wasn't, you know, going to school, or the first 5 at least, she took care of me. I'm happy for it. I sometimes wonder if it is a problem in society that either one of the parents is at home. I guess... I'm a little bit newer, and you'll probably laugh at this, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't matter to me if the father stayed at home or the mother stayed at home. But I think
maybe
it's
somebody.
Someone stayed at home. I think it's a good idea. I agree with you. But maybe you're gonna laugh at me about that. I can see you looking at me now.
Well, yeah, my mom had to work. Like, we were in Seattle, and she worked all my growing up that I can remember, and that's what I said to her.
Right.
And she said, "What do you mean? I was home these years, and I don't remember her ever being home. But for 3 years when we were on our own, she had to. And then when she remarried, she and my stepdad both worked so they could buy a better home, a home. We were renting. Yeah, but we were renting. We didn't have our own place.
Live in a tent?
Not in Seattle. You're not going to live in a tent.
But well, we lived in an old shack.
Right.
The bed fell through the floor down here when
yeah,
I was building this
right.
and everything.
Right.
Well, what's wrong with that?
We had running water, though.
That's
that was
that
what's was
wrong
the
that?
One thing we had running
right.
water.
Oh well, anyway, everybody has their own.
But and it was warm and dry. That was really nice.
That's what counts. Yeah.
Because we had rented a house the summer that we moved out here.
In the Dome Creek.
Yeah, and it was damp. It was so damp, my clothes mildewed in the closet, and the bed was damp. Every night you climbed in the bed, it was damp, and the floors were damp.
Right.
And when we moved into this little cabin that had probably three mattresses on an old frame, right?
Right.
But you climbed into it, and because it was dry, it felt like it was warm.
All right.
And it was wonderful, and we had mice running around in there. We had holes in the floor. We put plywood over like it was
right.
temporary, but it was... My mom never saw that. If she'd seen that, she would have had a heart attack
right.
for sure, because her daughter was living in those conditions. But we had a little light plant, and we had running water, and we were warm. And I cooked on a it was a coal burning stove, but I put wood in it. You know, like, so your firebox is only this big,
right.
and it doesn't hold the fire very long. So we were pretty cold in the mornings, geez. but we were warm, and there were two kids and. And it was a wonderful winter, because for some reason or other, that winter we only had 3 days of minus 36 and 40, and the rest of that whole winter we had lots of snow, and it was up around freezing.
Right.
Well, and so it was warm, like it was easy to keep that cabin warm, and we plowed lots of snow.
What year was this?
That was in 69, winter of 69.
Just before you?
Just before we moved up into this house.
Right.
But you know what? Just changing the subject a minute. I was the first guy
right.
to drive a cat from Penn to Dome Creek on the south side of the river.
Okay, right.
Yeah, there was no road, and we were going to log up at 48 for Penny Forest Products. And the ice was running.
Right.
And we couldn't raft the cat across the river.
Right.
My brother John was the foreman, so he asked everybody who wanted to drive that cat some 15 miles or whatever, 20.
Right.
But no trail, right?
Right.
Big swamp. And I was young and thought I could do anything anyway. So I took that cat, the fellow and I, and we took us 2 days.
Wow.
And
to go
walked
15 miles?
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And the first day we hardly got beyond pastures. We got lost in the snowstorm with the cat.
Right.
Pulled a big circle and slept out with, you know, just in the bush in the snow.
Right.
And then the next day, we went all day, and we got into Dome, I think, about 7 o'clock at night. And that was the first caterpillar, you know, first machine to walk up on that side of in the Fraser Valley.
Really? No kidding. What year was this? Around about?
I guess about 60.
1960,
somewhere in there.
Right.
60, 61, yeah. Then after that, when they built the road, they used my trail a few times. Yeah.
And you did a lot of firefighting, too. Whenever there was fires, everybody went, you know. And Jim was out fighting fire.
Oh, yeah, we fought lots. But that's about the only thing I did that nobody else
had done.
That's
quite a feat, taking 2 days.
Yeah.
How fast did the cats move then?
Well, not very fast, but there was big swamps, and you got them stuck all the time, right?
Right.
You know, and,
yeah.
And the trick was to get here without getting stuck and sliding in a hole. And
jeez, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a whole bunch of things. So but anyway, we did it.
Did you throw a corduroy down over the swamp, or what'd you do?
Oh, no, no, no. It was snow. We pussyfooted and made cuts. We made it anyway.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah.
Were there any at all single parent families in the community, Doan Creek, say in the 50s, 60s? Or?
Must have been, but I can't remember anybody. Can you?
I can't think of anybody that was a single
parent. No, I can't. Parent. It must have been, but I can't remember.
Only when the hippies came in here were there maybe people going through with
kids. Yeah, that
kids.
Was in the late
70s.
Early 70s,
yeah.
So there was a hippie community in here as well?
Oh, yes. We had quite a few hippies came in here.
How many do you think around about?
Oh, golly. I don't know. Even over across the river at Tom and Erica's, there were 20 tents sometimes.
Well, they had pretty good times. Yeah.
They had pretty good
times.
There was
quite a few, but they didn't last long. Eh?
No, there's only a few that are still here. Dawn and Ken came in at that time. They're still here.
That's right. It.
And that's about it, isn't it?
Dawn and Ken?
Yeah, Quinn's.
Are they still live here?
Yeah, they still live here.
In Doan Creek?
Yeah.
He works on the highways now. Or for YRB.
But they came in at that time. And Gary, who has the diner, he's in Alberta, but he came in at that time, but he's long gone. And
their last name is Quinn?
Yeah, yeah, Quinn.
And what's the first name?
Ken and Donna.
Ken and Donna?
Yeah. But there were lots that traveled through here at that time.
How were they welcomed in the community?
I don't know. They came and went and whatever.
Some
were workers, some weren't.
Yeah, some were workers. The workers were liked right away.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And the...
I know Tom Aslan.
A lazy. Anyway, there's still no gun.
Yeah, that's right. Tom and Erica had a place over there, and in the winter he would go south and work on a salvage.
Right.
He worked with us in the bush, but he would go sometimes in winter down to the Caribbean and work on a salvage ship, earn enough money to come back and be a gentleman farmer for the summer, right? And
right.
they would make their beer over there, and they had some animals and stuff. And
good guys,
really good people,
yeah.
And they.
Oh no, the workers are still. The
but
same
yeah,
thing.
But you
but
know
lazy
how the
bastards are still. Lazy
how they would
bastards.
Meet each other, all those hippies, you know, come see us, come see us, right? You
right.
know. So he had quite a crew over there, and one day he all of a sudden woke up to the fact that he was paying money and food to pay all these guys who were coming along and staying at his place, and not donating time or money toward
right.
the pot. Toward food.
Right.
So he put a sign up, if you can't donate food or money
right.
or time,
or work,
right.
yeah.
yeah, or time, out, you know, kind right. of thing. And they all left, except Richard.
Yeah,
he stayed.
One left.
Richard stayed. He worked and
really?
He lived in Doan for a while. He lives in town now.
But, Jenny Quinn worked
Jenny
for me.
Quinn
He's
worked
a worker.
For us.
And Ralph worked for me. Well, I hired him all day.
Right.
Yeah. I never worked. I was a logger then, or had
right.
a logging outfit.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they'd work.
Some made the
yeah.
good ones made it, and the lazy ones. Well, I'm still the same if they can't work. You
yeah.
know. And no, but they didn't really bother us, did they?
No.
No, just once.
Mm-hmm.
But
can you want to talk about the just once or?
Oh, I straightened them up. That's all we'll say about that too.
Okay, right.
But no, that's. But they're all gone. The workers stayed, and all the workers left, and there's no work. There's
yeah,
yeah.
See now here, there's the highway guys and the section guys, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Two Belanges, and there's Quinn and Johnson and
Ingram,
Bob Woods and Ingram. Work for the highways up here, YRB.
Right.
Ron and Myra retired, and Ivan, just about everybody else retired. I'm still working. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
work till I die, because that's what I like.
Right.
And that's, yeah, and that's we don't have many left. Little Lena farms a little bit. And
I guess getting back to the women issues, were there women groups in town at all, or support groups, or functions, or?
Well, I think wasn't there women there when there were, when Jim lived in Penny, there was women things because there were a lot of women there.
Right.
Here in Dome Creek, since I've moved here, well, we have the community club, which, you know, and for a while a bunch of us women got together in the winter and worked on a quilt or two. And right. Raffled them,
yeah.
But other than that, there really isn't.
The women in Penny had a thing.
Yeah, the women in Penny did, but there were lots
here.
Of them.
But this was different community.
Yeah,
too.
It was.
What was the differences between the community? How do you mean?
Well, Penny was big and just sawmills, one farmer, I think, or
right.
Two, Joe Pastor.
Right.
But Dome Creek was not the big sawmill, a bunch of little sawmills, and
right.
Nance is 5 miles away, and you had to walk lots of times there, you know, the road.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think
the infrastructure was bad here in Penny. They were old housing all along.
Right.
And
so Penny was a little tighter community, you think, or because of that? Or
I wouldn't say that.
No.
Just different when you can walk down and there's 5 houses in the roadway. It's
right.
Easier to get together.
Yeah.
Dome Creek, you go from Kidd to Nance's camp to Bend, and the bridge was a factory. You
right.
Know, and, yeah, different.
And was there a kind of a men's club at all, or was there a place where just men got together?
No, at work.
At work, and that's the way it is. Okay. I laugh at this question sometimes, but I didn't ask it anyhow. Well, I guess there was no daycares or babysitting
service.
Oh,
no.
When people came to Penny, I guess in the 50s or the 60s, where did most of the people come from? Like all over the place, or?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Good.
Alberta, Saskatchewan, eh?
Right.
We were from Saskatchewan and Alberta and then BC, but lots came from the prairie. Prince George is still Saskatchewan,
yeah.
Alberta.
What about
and then after the war, the immigrants came.
What about Manitoba, Ontario, places like that? No, or?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
No, usually the flatlands, eh?
Yeah.
A few from Manitoba.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not Ontario, you don't. Well, you're from Ontario, but
yeah.
There isn't, you don't know many people.
No.
No. But Manitoba, yes.
Right.
Saskatchewan more and Alberta more.
There's lots of people from Ontario down in the lower mainland. The
yeah.
Big joke in Ontario is, what's the best thing about Ontario? And it's Highway 11 heading west. That's a joke.
Yeah.
For all the people who live out here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy to be out here, actually. I'm much happier.
Yeah.
As far as, was there, I guess, visible minorities? Like, I guess, people with different skin color?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna...
We didn't.
Even in Prince George, there has not been that until in the last, what?
Yeah, but you still don't see
15 years?
It.
The black people are now coming into
yeah.
Prince George from kids who were tree planting.
Right.
Have stayed, like.
But
when
we
got married, I don't think there was
I don't
a black
think
person
we're
in
into
town.
That. You know, I don't really get to hoots whether you're an Indian or an Eskimo or a Chinaman or whatever.
Right.
As long as you work.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
what we grew up with.
Right. Yeah.
So was it well.
You had to work, so there was no. But there was no visible.
No First Nations people working in the community at all? Or?
Well, there was not many Indians out here. They're all Indian family, some
right.
from Saskatchewan.
Right.
But they were workers, so.
Yep.
Or they didn't stay.
Right.
They went on.
Right.
So as long as you were working, whether you were an Indian or a white man, who give to who?
Right. Right. So there was no, I guess there's no
I didn't,
racial or ethnic tension and things like
no,
that.
No, there was old Frank Landrew and the other family. There was a few Indians, some in Penny, Humperville. And on them, but they worked like hell. Old George is still working.
Yeah,
where's
you know,
Humperville?
Humperville. Humperville.
Where's
Humperville.
The
U-M-P? Yeah, Humperville.
Oh, where's that about?
Well, they're all dead now, aren't they? But they were a family in Penny from Saskatchewan, Indians. Eh?
Right.
But as far as I know, they're all dead.
And you said there's someone still of an Indian fellow who's still around here working?
Well, he's not Indian. His wife is Indian. But their family lived just down the road here between us and the school.
Are they still in the area?
McDonald's. No. He lives in they live in McKenzie, and he just comes down to do potatoes, plant potatoes for the summer.
Plant a garden, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, plant a garden for the summer.
Right.
But, and he's got no lungs, and he's got a pipe in his neck now for his main artery. He was showing me here the other day.
Is he in the area now?
Or? Well, he was here last weekend. Garden. He borrowed our cedar to plant his garden with. And then
but see, he's a worker, right?
What is their name?
McDonald.
McDonald?
Yeah. George McDonald. George and Margaret.
Yeah.
George and Margaret. And they live in McKenzie now?
Yeah, they live in McKenzie.
But they got history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was never anybody, like, I guess, about the European, when the foreign immigrants came over from after the Second World War, were they accepted in the community?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The Germans were a little rough there for a while, but
right.
They came in line too.
They did.
I think so.
Right.
Well, yeah. you don't see it. There's no trouble with them.
Either. Right. I guess, well, Mueller.
That old.
Yeah. Before.
Old Ray Mueller came in, as I told you, in 1913 or 15
right.
or whatever,
yeah.
And he was 4 or 5 years old and told his dad from Alberta,
right,
that he wasn't living under them mountains in the day before he died. So they were Canadian.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any other names you would know of? Or?
What for?
Anywhere along the line that they might still be there. They live in Prince George, or they live in, you know.
Oh, for history for
yeah.
this thing.
Yeah, people to talk to.
You got a hold of that Oliver Prather.
Oliver.
Prather.
Yeah. Where does he live?
Well, Arnie Prather lives his brother, but Arnie won't talk.
How do you think you spell Prather?
P-R-A-T-H-E-R.
Yeah. Okay. Just like it said, I guess. Yeah. And they live.
St. Clair Mills, Arnie Prather, and he'll tell you where Oliver is.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a phone, Arnie do.
Arnie.
And if he'll consent to giving a thing, he knows lots of history too, but he's a pretty quiet fellow. But his brother Oliver will.
Okay.
We'll talk. Mm-hmm. Oliver's quite a hell of a good guy.
Any other names you can think of? Or?
Broderick's. You're going to get the whole of John Broderick?
John Broderick? Okay, yeah. And they live?
They live in Prince George. His number is 562.
562?
4039.
4039.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. And
is that the road?
Broderick Road.
Named after them?
They've got, well, their property's still over across the tracks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
They come out lots. They plant a garden out here, and they come skidooing in the winter. And
right.
They were born here.
Yeah, he was born here.
In Dome Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else you can think of?
You know, you really want to go, I wonder what shape she's in. It's Chrissy Ward.
She's in good shape, and she talked your leg off, apparently. She's in really good shape. She's 96.
Well.
And she lives in her own house still.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. We're now in Prince George.
Phone
my
Street?
Sister Jean May and get Jean goes to visit her.
Jean May.
Jean and she would.
May, is it her last name?
Yeah, that's my sister.
And
564.
564.
7724.
7724, okay.
Yeah,
and Chrissy Ward.
Yeah, Chrissy Ward. And
Chrissy
ask her
Ward,
about Chrissy
so, okay.
and maybe.
And ask her. Jean is a pretty good. Talker to better than the rest
yeah,
of us.
Jean would give you stories about Penny because she lived in Penny. She was older than Jim by 8 years.
Okay.
How old are you?
57, dear.
67.
67
years old.
7 years older than Jim.
So Chrissy Ward lived in both Penny and Dome Creek?
I think so, Ben. Yeah, I think so, didn't she? Lawrence Ward when the mill ward. You know this, Lawrence Ward, her husband.
Right.
Was a cabin boy.
Right.
On the paddle wheelers that went up and down this Blinking River.
No kidding?
Yeah. And he used to. Did he walk from Prince to T. John? They pulled the boats up. There's rings hanging, you know, or winches and stuff.
Right.
And he used to walk, I think. Mom told me, you can ask Chrissy. Mom told me that he'd walk all the way to Tejani from Prince.
Right. No kidding.
And then they all rode downstream.
Walk?
Yeah.
Jeez, wow. That's...
that's a long way.
That's probably like 300 kilometers around the...
well, it's 122 miles to yeah, it's 150 miles, yeah. Yeah, close, 250.
Yeah. Jeez.
When I first worked on the riverboats,
right,
driving logs here, there was still piles of wood cut for the ferries, for the steamboats.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, on the riverbanks for the John Watson's big piles of wood. Mm. It was rotten, but it was still there for...
what was it used for?
For to keep the boiler.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they weren't using coal then?
They never did use coal on the steamboats, I don't think, here. Right. We had no coal mines, right?
Right.
So wood.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no kidding. When did they stop running?
I guess about 1915. But you get that old Chrissy, if she's still rolling.
Okay. I got a bunch of stars around it here. And then you guess your sister, would she want to help?
Oh, yeah, she'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Brother John, I don't know whether he'd want to... you can phone and ask him.
He might want to talk to him.
Yeah. John Humphreys, what's Dave's phone?
563.
Who, John Humphreys?
Yeah.
This is your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
563. 1670.
1670. Yeah. And he lives in where now?
He's in Prince George, up on Connaught Hill.
Okay.
That's R-E-Y-S.
Oh, shit, sorry. I mean, got me on the tape saying that. See, I did it right over here.
Right.
Yeah,
he's up on Cranbrook. Golly.
Oliver Prather, if you want a pioneer, throw Oliver and Johnny and the Muellers.
Okay.
And yeah, you got the Muellers. And who else? And the Hookers and Brodericks.
Mm-hmm, that pretty much covered it.
And that's pretty well it. I wonder if the Westerlands would be interested.
Who?
Westerlands.
What's the...
they're just down here.
Westerlands?
Yeah.
And they're the first names? Or?
Ivan and Bev.
Ivan and Bev?
Bev.
Bev, B-E-V. Sorry. Bev. And do you know the number? That's all right. I mean, I can just...
no, I don't think you can get it.
Gee.
What do you mean you can't get it?
But who else?
Is there anything else?
553-2352.
553-2352?
Yeah.
Is there anything else either you'd like to add to what you'd like about living here or anything you can think of?
Well, I know in the winter for entertainment on Boxing Day, Christmas is for the kids and Boxing Day is for the adults. And before we got married, they used to use horse and wagons and they'd go, the young people would
slays.
Go, or sleighs, and go from door to door and wish people Merry Christmas.
Right.
And they all had a bottle and they'd go and wish everybody Merry Christmas and end up at a place and have a sing-along and, you know, kind of party at one house at the end. When I came along, we went out on, the sleigh was, or the wagon was pulled by a tractor. And I think we only did that once, wasn't it? Our first Christmas. And
then we went
by cars and pickups after that, but we went.
And now it isn't at all.
No, now we don't even do that anymore.
So no community get-together at all anymore?
Oh, yeah, we have
New Year's.
New Year's.
Yeah. There was a New Year's dance this year.
July 8th.
And July 8th is going to be a family fun day at the hall and a barbecue.
Right, oh, so it's still all functioning, the hall.
Oh, yeah, but not many people.
Not many.
Lacking. You know, the more people, the more.
Right, yeah. I got you, yeah.
Yeah. But if we think of anything, we'll, Diane can write you a note.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to... yourself?
I think we're good.
Anything you want to ask me? I hope I can answer.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, I think that's good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good.